From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. North Korea's detained another U.S. citizen, a university accounting professor in his 50s. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports Tony Kim, who also goes by his Korean name Kim Sang-dok, was arrested Friday at Pyongyang International Airport. Kim taught accounting at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology for about a month. Prior to coming to the North, he taught at Yanbian University of Science and Technology in China. The State Department said protection of U.S. citizens is one of its highest priorities. Washington has no diplomatic relations with Pyongyang, but works with a Swedish embassy there to try to free detained Americans. The State Department said they have no further comment, citing privacy considerations. Preliminary results from France's first round of presidential elections confirmed centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron and nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen are heading to a runoff in 2 weeks. Analysts are describing the situation as a political earthquake in France. It's the first time in the history of the modern French Republic that the presidency will be held by a member of a non-traditional party, highlighting a deep anti-establishment sentiment. Projected results show Macron garnered 23.8% and Le Pen won 21.7%. The winner needs an absolute majority, and that will be determined on May 7th. An American aircraft carrier headed towards the Korean Peninsula has been joined by two Japanese destroyers. The vessels of the two countries began joint exercises Sunday in the Western Pacific. The USS Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group was diverted from its trip to Australia by President Donald Trump. This is VOA News. The founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, gave a passionate defense of foreign aid and voiced concerns that the political climate in the U.S. and the U.K. could see aid budgets cut. In a speech in London this week, he warned that withdrawing aid would create a leadership vacuum that others will fill. Gates gives $5 billion a year to development aid, making him one of the world's most generous philanthropists. In a speech at London's Royal United Services Institute this week, he voiced fears that the political tide is turning against foreign aid. Gates argues many critics of foreign aid don't realize the huge progress that's been achieved.
If you could only pick one number to highlight the effectiveness of the development agenda since 1990, I would pick the number 122 million. That's the number of children's lives that have been saved.
The United States remains by far the world's biggest donor, funding long-term programs and emergency relief across the globe. But U.S. President Donald Trump is proposing to cut the $43 billion foreign aid budget as part of efforts to reduce government debt. Russian authorities say there is no evidence that gay men in Russia's conservative Republic of Chechnya are facing a wave of persecution. A number of gay Chechen men have fled the region amid allegations of adoption, torture, and even murder being covered up. VOA's Daniel Scherf visited a safe house on the outskirts of Moscow where gay Chechen men are in hiding.
There are six gay Chechen men hiding in this suburban Moscow home because they fear their lives or their relatives could be in danger. They fled Russia's Republic of Chechnya as independent media reported a crackdown on gay men involving hundreds of abductions, torture, and at least three murders.
I had experienced it before and thought the same thing was going on. I did not think it was on such a mass level. If they caught one man, they found two or three from his contacts. If they caught them, then another nine were caught. That's how it was happening.
Rights groups say discrimination and abuse is common in Chechnya's conservative religious culture, where being openly gay is not accepted. For some of the Chechen men hiding in this temporary safe house, it's not just in Chechnya, but in Russia, where they don't feel safe. Daniel Scherf, VOA.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns those who want to destroy Israel and the Jewish people will be destroyed themselves. Netanyahu spoke at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem Memorial to 6 million Jews on Holocaust Remembrance Day. I am Gia Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.